We live in a magical place. This is Dr. Harita Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, with a thought for today. We live in a magical place. Always remember who you are, and you will always know where you are going. And of course, we put that in the first person. I always remember who I am, and I always know where I am going. I always know who I am, and I always know where I am going. What is the who of what we are? The who of what we are is that we are divine, that we are God, that we are the creative cause of the universe, that we are the allness of the universe, that it is up to us to start acting like that which we are. Now, we are acting in a way like that which we are by putting ourselves down and by saying that we cannot do things that we can easily do. And we do this just the way we think we want to be, because we don't know, at least we don't claim, that we don't know that we know where we're going. Now, where are we going? If we are divine and if we are so wonderful, where are we going? Is there going to be a place where we can be more wonderful than we are right now? Well, I hope to kiss a pig, as the saying might go. Yes, we would certainly think there was more places that are more wonderful than the place where we are right now. Now, what could be more wonderful than the place where we are right now? The place where I am conscious of me. Now, as I draw my attention to my higher qualities, my better qualities, as I draw my attention to the divinity within me, as I draw my attention to the purity of my being, my original purity and integrity, as I draw my attention to the goodness that I am, then truly there's no other place I'd rather be. There is no other place that could be more wonderful than where I am right now. But only when I know who I am, when I remember who I am, when I act upon the fact of who I am, only then will I know where I'm going. And I want to always know where I'm going. I want to always be assured of where I'm going and what I'm doing. Now, if you were leaving the house and going out to the store, you would certainly think you're going to get to the store when you leave the house. However, you can allow a lot of little distractions get in the way and keep you from getting to the store. And you can have a lot of very important distractions, because you feel that the more important they are, the more you have a right to be distracted and not get to the store. Now, you say, well, what's wrong with going to the store? Well, nothing. Nothing. It's just, what is wrong with allowing ourselves to be caught up by distractions? This is the big point. We allow ourselves to be caught up by distractions every time we turn around. Everything we look at, and everybody we talk to, and everything that we do is a distraction, in a manner of speaking. It's a distraction that keeps us from fulfilling who and what we really are. We have distractions that tell us that we are not divine. My goodness, that's not a nice distraction at all. We have a distraction that tells us that we are limited. That's not good either. We have distractions that tell us that life is not very happy at all. How silly. We have distractions that tell us that there is unhappiness in this world, and there are other people in this world who would like to take everything that we have if they could get away with it. Well, what distractions those things are. When we create ourselves in the image and likeness of who we are, when we recognize that we are revealing only that which we are, then we take a second look. Now, who are you? Who am I? I'm divine, all right? I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. So therefore, I should begin expressing in every area of my life, I should express in every area of my life my divinity, my original purity and my integrity. But if I'm not concentrating on those things, then I will not be demonstrating that. I'll demonstrate what I concentrate on. If I concentrate on limitation, I'll demonstrate it. If I concentrate on abundance and magnificence and all of the wonderful things, I am independently wealthy, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm everything good, 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 then that is what I'll experience. But you say, that's just Pollyanna, that's talking against the appearances. No, that's not talking against the appearances. That is revealing the appearances. What are these appearances that we're talking against? What are these appearances that appear not to be there or that appear to be there? What are they? Well, they're just wherever our consciousness is, wherever our thinking is, that's what we are experiencing, whatever that is that we have in our mind. Now, what do you have in your mind? What do I have in my mind? I have in my mind that I'm a very happy fellow. I have in my mind that I am fantastic. I have in my mind that since I'm so fantastic and so wonderful, and since I reveal from me happiness and goodness, that I should not look outside of myself and see anything other than happiness and goodness. In other words, I should look outside of myself and outside of this physical body and see my world as happy and good. Now, if for any reason I don't see my world happy and good, then what's going on? If for any reason I don't see my world happy and good, should I get out there and try to change it? No, that's not going to help anything. Should I get out there and put on a new face and look at a new situation for the world? No, that's not going to help it either. What's going to help the situation of unhappiness somewhere on earth, illness somewhere on earth? What's going to help it is when I look inside of myself and I find happiness and wholeness, and then I reflect that outwardly in my world. And wherever I go, I do not see those unhappy things, those experiences. I merely live in my quiet peacefulness and my love. And wherever I go, that is radiated out from me like a charisma, which it is. It's a fantastic charisma. And the people who are around me who had unhappy thoughts or who had limiting thoughts, they forget them. They don't remember them while I'm there. What they do after I'm gone is their business, but while I'm there, in my world, it's always that way. I don't have to do a thing about it except maintain my equilibrium, maintain my awareness, maintain who and what I am. The moment I think I must do something outwardly to change the world or to change my life, I'm in trouble. But the moment I realize that in me is peace, harmony, goodness, and every quality that I desire, and I radiate that outwardly, I reveal that in my world, and I reveal it, and I reveal it, and I reveal it, and as I go around, everywhere I look, I see what I am revealing, and I'm revealing the goodness that I am. Now, as I recognize everyone on the face of the earth doing the same thing, then it is done. As I recognize everyone in the universe doing this, it is done. But it's only done when I choose to be the master of every thought, every concept, every idea, every action in my life. And it's easy once I get going. People want to do the 3-hour meditation and they tell me they want to do it in little segments. They want to do 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, 30 minutes there, rather than the 3 hours that it was definitely planned at the time it was definitely planned and the reason that it was definitely planned. Now, there is no good reason that it was planned that way. There's no good reason that it was done that way, except that that is the program. And that is the program. And if you come into my house, you live according to my rules. If I go to your house, I will live according to your rules, or I will not go to your house. If I'm teaching you how to drive, you follow my procedure, and my procedure may be somewhat different from somebody else's. Now, neither is right or wrong, but that's my procedure. And so, we live according to our procedure. Now, what is my procedure? My procedure is I live from my original purity and integrity. I live from my original purity and integrity. I live in and as and through my original purity and integrity. And I live a good, joyous, fulfilling life. But it takes diligence. There are distractions. And if I let the distractions distract me, rather than to enforce me, encourage me to be who I am, then I'm in trouble. If the distraction comes along and I say, whoops, and I'm caught, I'm dead. If the distraction comes along and I say, all is in divine order, everything is beautiful, everything is fantastic, and then so it is. But the whoops, that slouch, that gets us in trouble. And we have to be so strong in our awareness of who we are that we are never going to be distracted again. I am free from all distraction. Or all distraction that comes to me is an enforcement of who I am. It makes me see the beauty, the goodness, the wonder that's in me, and lets me radiate it outwardly even more powerfully than I'd ever done before. And as I do that, the wonder and the magic take place in my life. It's a great thing, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's who I am, and it's who you are. And that's all that matters, isn't it? Always remember who you are, and you will always know where you are going. I always remember who I am, and I always know where I am going. And we might revise that last sentence. I always remember who I am. I always know who I am. And I always am where I am, which is right here and now. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving this particular experience. I live in the here and the now, which is this instant. Kind of neat, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and think beautiful thoughts, and know that all the time I am surrounding you with my pure white light of love, because I love you. I love you. I love you.